I could be a better boyfriend than him. Oh, you're finally awake. Good. I was worried I might have hit you a little too hard. Doesn't matter now, though. You're fine. Oh, my sweet, smart girl. I'm finally doing what I should have done ages ago. It's about time, wouldn't you say? We're going away, bestie. Just you and me. Together. Or no one will ever find us. Oh, well, you're tired because you have a tendency to overreact sometimes. You also love to get in your own way. You've been complaining for weeks about how sick of everyone and everything you are, so I'm really doing this for you. Ah, see? There you go with the histrionics. This is why you're tied. Don't worry. I've already emailed your boss and noted that you're taking a prolonged holiday. Seems your poor Uncle Melvin has taken ill. Oh no. At least he would be if you had an Uncle Melvin, of course. And how lucky for me that you told your family of the recent need to get away. So very convenient. By the time anyone even thinks to look for you, well, we'll be so far removed it won't even matter. Now, I'm thinking a little cottage by the coast. Which swimmy should I pack for you? I personally think you look amazing in that blue and gold one piece. The way that it accentuates your curves and that amazing tight ass. Don't look so shocked. You and I are both quite aware of the attraction between us. Don't deny it. I know that you feel it too. All the times we've cuddled during movie nights or held on to a hug just a second longer than just friends do. You know everything about me and I know every single detail about you. You're my soulmate, bitch. So, which swimmy then? That is quite rude to say. I'm doing this for you. For us, I... Okay, I need you to... You're being hurtful. Shut your fucking mouth, you stupid little slut. Do you know what it's been like for me? Listening to you whine and bitch about those inept little boys that don't deserve you and the selfish little bitches that only cared about their own orgasms. Listening to how unsatisfied you've been with them. We've been together forever. I remember when I first met you and you were tiny and oddly dressed and no one took a second glance at you except me. I miss those days. When I had you all to myself, then, oh my god, did you glow up. And now look at you, my alluring little biochemist with the body of a goddess. We can't even go for drinks anymore without some man-child or pick-me princess fawning all over you and taking your attention from me. Would you like to know a secret? Did you know that all those times that I slept over at your house, I could hear you? Oh, please. Save your feigned surprise for someone stupid. I know you wanted me to hear you. You weren't exactly being quiet. Ugh, your moans were so delicious. I would lay there and listen to you and start playing with my pussy, all while imagining that I was in your bed, pleasing you, pleasuring you. Now that's an idea. And since I do have you here... Ooh, was that a squirm of anticipation? Are you imagining me finally getting the chance to worship you and your beautiful body the way that you deserve. I would love to kiss and lick and suck every inch of your skin. Do you know my favourite part of all our little girl chats? Learning about all the little things that make you absolutely feral. For instance, that spot on your collarbone. Or the base of your neck. There it is. There's that moan I love so much. Ooh, she's feisty. Love that. I love that dress too. Bless whoever came up with the idea for a sundress. Thin straps, thin fabric, neckline that puts your absolutely edible tits on display. Chef's kiss. Speaking of your incredible tits, I do believe they need a bit more attention. Not so feisty now that I'm rolling those hard peaked nipples between my soft fingers. Let's give it a taste, shall we? Yes. Moan for me. Moan for me, baby girl. Just like that. Oh, such a good girl. Oh, and what would my fingers find if I trail them down your body? To that pretty pussy. Oh, sweetheart. You're absolutely soaking. I told you, I can treat you better than anyone else. Do you like when I play with you like that? Tell me you like it, bestie. Admit you like it, you brainless airhead. That's a good girl. I hate how you know all the ways to provoke me. I shouldn't have to slap you for you to admit what I already know. I'll make it better though. I'm sorry. I promise I'll make you feel so good. Let's add another finger. Oh, yes. Such a good girl. I know you can take it. Ah, there you go. Oh, yes. You're so amazing, bestie. So fucking amazing. I can feel you clenching around me. Are you going to come for me? Tell me you love me, angel. Tell me, and I'll let you come. No. What do you mean, no? That's quite the dilemma for you, then. Why would I waste my time pleasing someone that doesn't love me? Let's give you a minute to think about it, shall we? Honestly, I'm so surprised at you. I love you, and I want to give you an earth-shattering, world-shaking orgasm, and all I ask is that you tell me you love me and you say no. I'm shocked, and a bit hurt if we're honest. I know you love me too. So why won't you just say it? Shall we try again, my darling? Say please, pet. That's a good girl. My good, smart girl. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, your moans. Oh, fuck, I love that sound so much. And there you go again, getting so tight around my fingers. Yes. Tell me you love me, bestie. Fuck. Really? Why? Why are you being like this? Don't you want to come? Don't you want me to give you that release I know you're craving? Just fucking tell me, you pretty little idiot. You know, it really hurts me that you're so unwilling to acknowledge the connection we have. I have loved and supported you through some of the biggest moments in our lives. You are everything to me. Everything. Why can't you just give me this one thing? Okay. Let's try again, yeah? Third time's the charm and all that. I'll go slow. Oh, there you go. That's it. Doesn't it feel good? The way my fingers massage your G-spot, or my thumb slowly circles your swollen clit. I know, Bessie. I know. Are you squirming because you want me to go faster? Use your words. Say please. Please finger fuck me faster. Out loud, love. Good girl. See? This is all I want. I want you to be happy. And satisfied. I love pleasing you. I love your moans. I love you. I fucking love you. That's it. There it is. I can feel it. Just a little bit more, sweet girl. You're so close. Just tell me you love me and it's yours. Oh, it's yours, you beautiful airhead. Tell me. Oh, please, just tell me. Yes, my darling. I know you do. I love you too. Now come for me, angel. Come for me now. Oh, yes, sweet girl. Oh, yes. Oh, you did so well, bestie. Such a good girl. My fingers are absolutely dripping with your cum. I think I'd like to have a taste. You taste even better than I could have ever imagined. Sweet, almost. Like honey. I think I'll taste it from the source. Shh. I know you're sensitive, sweet girl, but You can come again, right? For me? So good. You taste so good. Are you close? You can do it. Come for me, bestie. You are an absolute goddess. Anyone who has not put you on a pedestal does not deserve you. I'm the only one who can treat you like this. I'm the only one that can love you the way that you deserve. We'll be so happy together. Just the two of us. Forever. I could be a better boyfriend than him. Plus all my clothes would fit.